This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, 18 weeks in the books. And it all ended on this play.
And Harbaugh is telling Likely how special that play was to set up this moment for the rookie out of Arizona. The Ravens, of course, had Justin Tucker for so long. The most accurate kicker in the history of the league. Rodgers can't believe what he has just witnessed. It might be the end for him. But they went around the country and spoke to a lot of the kickers who were coming out. And they decided Tyler Loop was made of the right stuff for moments like this. He now has a chance to win the division for the Ravens. The final play of the regular season for the final spot in the playoffs. Tyler Loop from 44.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Insane.
It's crazy. I mean, based on that call alone, the GM of the Ravens should be fired. And I'm kidding, obviously. But he goes, they scouted this guy. Yeah. They interviewed all these guys. They made sure they had the right guy for this situation and wide right. I mean, it couldn't have gotten any worse for that guy. Some breaking news. The Titans are now going to interview Matt Nagy for their head coaching position per Yahoo Sports. So that's going to happen fast, I think.
Good for him.
Seems like he's the lead.
Yeah, absolutely. Great for him because he's a hell of a football coach. Everybody, I think it's pretty clear that you know, Matt and I have a pretty good relationship and have had for a number of years. And so wherever he goes, I'll be rooting for him and anything that he wants to bring, you know, to the party, the NFL-wise, I'm all for it. Remember, he took Mitchell Trubisky to the playoffs 2 out of 3 years, and people want to dump all over Matt Nagy here. It's just a reminder of where you've been. I see, you know, some of the posts, good, fine with me. He also won 2 Super Bowls as offensive coordinator here, you know, in Kansas City. So, I mean, you'll get what you wish for and it'll move on. But if they don't make other changes, you know, and I think the biggest one is Andy Reid being willing to be open to making changes, you know, from a play calling standpoint, from an offensive standpoint, from a philosophy standpoint, from a voice standpoint. Agreed. Like if he's not willing to do that, I don't really care. You could be the offensive coordinator for all I care, and it's not going to change unless Andy's willing to change.
Agree. I mean, not only that, but I think the ceiling is the roof for Nagy. If he goes to Tennessee and develops Cam Ward.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you do that, I mean, you're going to get a last-place schedule. Mm-hmm. It's very similar to
easy division,
Chicago,
right?
I don't know if it's easy. I mean, you have Houston and Jacksonville in that division.
Yeah, but that is true.
They're kind of on the
Colts
up.
Are no slouch either. They just lost everything at the wrong time.
Who's going to quarterback the Colts next year? Do you think it is Daniel Jones again?
No, Max said he's got a source in Tennessee that says Peyton Manning might come
back. Oh, Peyton's going to come back and play for the Colts. Yeah, that'd be good. Like that. That is real good. But,
I don't know. Daniel Jones, I don't know when can he come back? How bad was the injury?
Right.
So I don't know.
You also have the Minnesota Vikings to look at. They had something that was working. They let it go for something they wanted to try out, and it fell flat in their face.
Yeah, what are they going to do, right? Like I don't know. There are places that need head coaches. There are places that need quarterbacks in a bad way, too. You know, I think, everybody but Kansas City and Buffalo needs a quarterback, in my opinion. Cincinnati's a question mark. I don't know what's going on there. I would trade Joe Burrow. So, is Cam Ward any good? What was the verdict from Tennessee? You got friends down there.
No, the last 5 weeks especially, he really came alive.
Really? They're in on him.
They're excited about him.
So take a guy who's, you know, molded Patrick Mahomes from the time he was a rookie to turn Mitch Trubisky into a playoff quarterback to, I mean,
this is a guy who has a lot of the tools that Mahomes does too. Like, I think Nagy could do so, so well down there.
I agree.
But, and he's got Borgonzi. They're obviously friends. They know each other. That relationship, they can work together. We talk about synergy and being on the same page so much. That's built in.
And that's a great point by you. Having the ability to view it through the same kind of lens and not be competing with your general manager like we see a lot in sports.
Yeah, these measuring contests, man.
Yeah, it becomes that way. You're seeing it right now. Guys are like in Cleveland, clearly was a measuring contest. I feel bad for that Kevin Stefanski as much as I'm not, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I really feel bad for that guy. They saddled him with Deshaun Watson, and then they drafted Shedeur Sanders. How are you setting your coach up for success when you make moves like that at the most important position in sports?
I don't know. But either way, the playoffs start Saturday, this Saturday, January 10th. Your games are the Rams at Carolina. Carolina looking at, 9.5, 10-point underdogs at home against the Rams, who maybe people would say the most talented NFC team.
Yeah, it's just what
I think the playoffs are wide open, guys. I really do. Yeah. Like,
I agree.
And maybe that's my bias, but I think it's wide open.
If you were ever not going to have a team in the fight, this is one of those years where you're sitting back going, I want total anarchy. I want to see upsets. I want to see overtime wins. I want to see
breaking
what
news
looks
from Cincinnati.
He's gone.
We came into the season with high expectations, coming off four straight winning seasons with leaders in place that took us to a Super Bowl, two AFC championship games. We know this season has been frustrating. The results fell short of our standards. Our focus is building a team, blah, blah, blah. We trust their plans and expect to return to our desired level of success. I'm confident that whoever Duke Tobin is and Zach Taylor are the right leaders to guide us forward. So. They're not making any changes in Cincinnati.
Perfect.
We said it when Burrow got hurt. That's going to save him.
Yep.
That's going to be the excuse. What was I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Well,
it's a fair excuse.
It is.
You lose your quarterback.
No,
you're right. You know,
but it's also just what happened before that.
Of course.
The first 4 weeks of every season, how can we not start right?
Right.
Start correct.
And that's fair, too. Yeah, that is fair as well.
Every year they said they get up to a slow start, so they wanted to play their quarterback in every single preseason game, made a decision by the head coach. They play their quarterback in every preseason game and turf toe in week one.
I wonder how much of that you just ran through, though, was a compilation of everybody in the organization sitting down and saying, like, I hope
ownership
that's just
too.
Not. Yes. Oh, absolutely. You include ownership, you include the front office, and you include the coaching staff, and you have these conversations. You just don't make the decision on your own. At least I hope not. If you did, then you're clearly doing it wrong. But you bring in everybody, you get a consensus, if you will, a conclave of people sitting around to make that decision. I hope that just wasn't the coach's decision.
So Saturday, Rams, Carolina, we all think the Rams take care of business. I don't know if they cover. That's a big spread.
Yeah, I don't know if they cover. I think that could be a fun, close game. But yeah.
I am interested to see that. Puka versus Tetro McMillan.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Kind of new guard versus the prime right now. Yeah.
And then the banger. I mean, Saturday night. And here's my take on this, and I want to know if you guys agree with this. Because the Saturday night game is Green Bay and Chicago.
Woo-hoo!
Chicago has exceeded expectations, in my opinion, this year. It was get Caleb more comfortable, don't let him get sacked as much, and try to get into the playoffs. Well, they're the 2 seed, right? That's insane to me. I don't think they have to have a deep playoff run in order for it to be considered talk of the town. If Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson beat Green Bay on Saturday night at 7:00, they are set in stone for the next 5 years.
I mean, Green Bay was, what did Aaron Rodgers always used to say? I'm your daddy and whatnot, and I own Chicago and, all that kind of stuff. If the Bears beat them in the first round of the playoffs, all that goes to bed. I mean, you can take all your regular season wins and stuff them in a sack.
Because
it doesn't matter. The playoffs are what matters.
The last time they played, Caleb threw the dot to DJ Moore, and they brought out the cheese grater hats. So Green Bay's got that, and Green Bay has the track record, and Chicago's got the track record, right? It's just miserable franchise.
Who's playing quarterback for the Packers?
Jordan Love.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think he'll play, but
he will. There's no doubt in my mind.
Who's coaching?
Play. Huh. Well, your boy.
That feels like, quite honestly, and I'm just going to be, I'll go out on a limb.
Mm-hmm.
That feels like a motorboating by the Bears.
Okay.
I think they are going to run all over Green Bay.
Let's go.
I think they are going to destroy them. I don't think it's going to be much of a game because there's already talk of the coach being fired. Nobody knows who the quarterback is right now. And even if it is Jordan Love, he's no good. So I just think the Chicago Bears are just going to roll over the Green Bay Packers in this one.
Hard pounded this week.
hard to decide what's the best game on Sunday. Loaded from noon to 7 o'clock. Noon to start is Buffalo at Jacksonville.
That's
the best game of the day. Yes, it is. Might be the weekend.
Might be the best game of the playoffs. Yeah,
you say that, and I really like the 3:30 matchup. Niners and Philly.
That's the best game of the day.
Yeah, dude. And then there's this storyline. Justin Herbert goes into New England and faces Drake May, that could be the MVP quarterback of the league.
That's
right now.
That's the best game of the day.
That, I think, is a clinic. Okay. I think New England destroys
the Chargers.
They're just not healthy. They don't have an offensive line. They don't. Their defense is bad. I just don't think they're ready.
I mean,
Justin
if the Chiefs were in this thing, they probably win the whole thing, even with Oladokun's backup, you know, Chase Henne or whoever the hell that was yesterday playing. Chase Henne? Who was that?
No, that was Shane Bouchelle.
That's it, Shane Bouchelle. I think I played against him in pickleball one time. He kicked my ass, if I'm not mistaken.
He really?
Got a taxi, yeah.
I think his dad got into a spec at KB Funtown.
KB Funtown, yeah. Shane Bouchelle's dad, inspector at KB Funtown.
And then Monday, surprise, surprise, the Houston Texans playing on Monday night at 7:15 against your Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, I like that's the best game of the week.
Over under 3.5 sacks for the Houston
over.
Texans. Okay.
Yeah. I'll go under because Rodgers is going to throw within 2 seconds every sack.
Well, that's why they lost to Cleveland 2 weeks ago. He spent so much time trying to avoid sacks instead of playing football.
100%.
Playoff picture is there. We'll see what happens. Coming up next, I want your text line answers now. So I'm going to ask this question again on the other side. Do you think Andy Reid has a worse season than this season? Or do you think he gets back to the Super Bowl? Which one do you believe more? Coming up next, 913-586-7965 here on The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Titans also interviewing Vance Joseph for their head coaching position.
Yeah, that's not happening. They need an offensive-minded guy.
I think so, too.
Isn't Vance's offense?
Vance's defense.
Yeah, definitely.
Great defensive coordinator. Yeah.
Yeah, look what's going on in Denver. I mean, and he had a chance to be a head coach. Didn't work out for him. Yeah. Maybe he does get another opportunity. Again, I don't know how the roster was. I don't think it was that great in Denver at that point in time. And, you know, that was when they were going through that kind of 10-year abyss of nothing.
He's also a little older than what the trend is right now for hiring.
Vance Joseph is old?
Older. I mean,
really? Huh.
He's not a 35-year-old young buck getting an opportunity to be a head coach. Yeah.
Is anybody getting that this time around, or is that ship kind of sailed a little bit?
Vance Joseph's 53.
53, mid-50s. Yeah. It's getting there.
He's older than I thought.
The pictures they have decided to use for his Google search is not the greatest. could have done better than that. Andy Reid. We ever see Andy Reid back in the Super Bowl, or do we see another season like this again in his tenure?
Well, the fact that he's been to the Super Bowl more times than he's finished under 500 tells me that I think we'll see Andy Reid back in the Super Bowl before that they finish 500 again. And that is not a hyperbolic made-up number. Andy Reid has had 4 seasons under 500 as the head football coach in this league, and he's been to 6 Super Bowls.
Okay. Because you can't be picking in the top 10 if Patrick Mahomes is your quarterback.
No. Oh, no. You know what? Here's the thing also that I heard over the holiday. They better win fast. Otherwise, 15 will be asking for a trade.
Whoa.
And you're going to be moving into a new stadium asking for PSLs. And if this team is not putting together the product that is necessary, I am told 15 will be asking for that trade. He is not going to sit here and watch this organization dissipate around him. And they can't afford to allow this organization to dissipate. They've got to keep a winning product on the field because of the new stadium that's going in. When you're going to ask people to potentially spend for PSLs, or you're going to ask your quarterback to potentially stay here and work through all of this, there's got to be assurances out there. The Kansas City Chiefs right now are in no position to allow this thing to dissipate. They may take a step back before they take a step forward, take a step back next year, then take, you know, major steps forward in 27. But they're not playing with time on their side right now. It's not okay to go into a lull if you're the Chiefs and then say, oh, by the way, it's time to ante up for PSLs and tickets to a brand new stadium. They need to keep winning, because if they don't, people will lose interest and they'll have a tough time marketing that new stadium.
Somebody says to me, 816, why can't the answer be both? I could see both happening, because next year could be worse than this year. And then in 2 years, after off seasons of back-to-back bad years, the rebuild has happened and the team has gotten back to that legacy status.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think I don't want, whatever a step back is from 6-11, it can't get much worse than that. But I
could be 5-12.
You could be, yes. Thank you very much. But I like, if you're going into next season at this point in time thinking like the Super Bowl is the expectation, I do think you probably need to have a little bit of a different expectation going. Now, everything can change over the offseason and what they decide to do. But from everything that I've been told, and I've heard a lot over the years, is that they may have to take this step back before they're able to take that full step forward. And it may be a little bit of one of those kind of wanky years next year before 20. Now we're back to winning in 27. You know what I'm saying? Like, you take that a brief step back to be able to take 10 steps forward, because you are going to have a lot of changes, whether it's coaching staff changes, player changes, all of that kind of stuff. There should be a lot of change to this organization.
Can you explain PSLs for everyone?
Personal seat license is, you know, you pay for the right to buy the tickets, and you have the ability to buy the tickets to any event that takes place in there, somewhere between $2,000 and $5,000 roughly, and you'll be able to pay it over the course of a couple of 3-4 years, maybe. You know, for the PSL, it's not going to be a one-time fee, but it's per seat. So if you have 4 seats and the PSL's $2,500 a seat, that's $10,000 that you have to spend to have the right to buy the ticket. It's what everybody does these days. It sucks. It really does. But it is what it is. I hate to say everybody's doing it, but everybody's doing it, you know?
Is that, I don't know if this has any sort of thing to do with it. Is that because of what's happened with like Ticketmaster and all that sort of stuff?
No, they found a way to make money.
Fair.
You know,
I will say this, at least they're not like, you need it today or it's not yours.
Right.
Like, at least you have a 4-year like lease.
Yeah. You know, yeah, it's to like, pay it off. And then once you pay it off, it's yours and you can sell that PSL to somebody. You know, you own the rights to the seed. And if the Super Bowl or the whatever is there, you own the right to buy the tickets to those events. And then if you want to eventually sell your PSL, you can turn around and sell your PSL. People have done that. But I don't know who the first team to do it was, in the 80s or 90s. They decided, hey, let's charge a seat licensing fee and make people pay for the right to buy. I remember when it happened. I think it was St. Louis that did it first. And like, people are writing checks because they wanted the team. And if you want to go and be part of it, people will write the check. I mean, that's kind of where they are. It sucks. It really does.
Somebody says on the text line as well, missed the playoffs with Patrick Mahomes in his prime. Okay, that's bad, but it happens 2 years in a row, no playoffs. I don't care who you are, you're gone.
100%.
But so let me ask this question. That's
Titans are speaking with Spags as well.
Oh. Titans are?
Yes, the Titans have requested to speak with Steve Spagnuolo, a source said, who also should get a Giants request at least.
Oh, for sure. You might as well just, you know, see what he's got to offer. Was it more of a personnel issue this year with the Chiefs, or was it more of a coaching issue this year with the Chiefs? Because I say this rough weekend. But I ask this because the wide receiver room didn't produce.
None.
But you had a running back coaching wide receivers. The offense didn't produce. And Andy Reid has always been known as the offense. So I ask, was it the personnel that was provided, or was it the coaching that is there?
I think it's a combination of both. I do. I think like the personnel got old.
Can't say 50-50.
No, I know. I'm not, and I don't want to say 50-50.
I'd even take 60-40.
I'm going to lean more towards the coaching, I think.
Me too.
Yeah, the more we got down into it and realized, why do we have a former running back who really has no experience? That's where I get back to Matt Ryan. Like, work your way up through an organization, have that experience, work your way up. You have to understand what everybody does in an organization before you're going to run that organization. Like, go in there and be a scout, be a coach, be da-da-da-da before you get to the top to run it. So you know, and you know what to expect people to do in those jobs, right? Mm-hmm. And so when you're a former running back that really had no coaching experience and now you're tasked with coaching NFL wide receivers for one of the great organizations in the NFL – That's a little bit on coaching. That's on decision-making by Andy Reid and Brett Veach and Clark Hunt and everybody who allowed, you know, kind of some of those decisions, you know, to be made. So I think there's blame to go around for not having the right people in place to coach up these guys. But that's why I also asked DJ, when it comes down to it, who's it on, man? Is it on the player that gets drafted to achieve success, or is it on the organization to make them have success? And I think if the organization isn't giving you what you need to have success, you as a player have to go above and beyond that and make sure you have success, because it's your job and it's your livelihood. So I think some of it, you know, some of it is the coaching, but also a lot of it too is the roster just got old.
No doubt. The roster had major issues. That was something that I was harping on as far as Brett Veach was concerned. But then, like, the other side of that is, like, I don't know how good or bad this roster is because the whole draft class, rookie draft class, didn't play until 2 weeks ago. And still, Jalen Royals caught his first pass of the season yesterday. So I don't know how good these players are.
They said on the broadcast he'd played 7 games this season. And I went...
Did he play special teams? He had to.
Right. Yeah. He had but 2 targets all year.
Even if he did play special teams, I feel like somebody would have been like, there he is. There's 11.
You know who looked great with the ball in his hands running? Rashard Smith. Awesome these past few weeks. Oh, didn't get the ball.
But you heard Josh say that he's known that people inside the organization have been saying run the ball. I've heard the same 100%. Things. And, you know...
That's coaching.
But there's only one.
That's coaching.
That's Andy Reid.
Exactly. That's why I asked the question.
Yeah, 75-25.
And I love that because I don't think it's necessarily bad criticism to call out the big man.
Nope.
Because I think if anybody is going to own it professionally, it's Andy Reid. Look, this is his last destination, and he's got maybe 3-4 years left. And if you missed it with your quarterback at the age of 30, like, you can't miss it again. And if you missed it because most of the blame is not personnel, but coaching, and we know that you man the ship, like, everyone can tell you, hey, I think we should take the Pacific route and you take the Atlantic. No matter how you get there, it's on you. So, yes, in the past with the Super Bowls, absolutely you get that credit. But when it goes bad, you also have to get that credit.
Yep.
Because it can't be one way. It can't be like, well, you know, we didn't do it this year because, you know, Rice, Worthy. Well, you know what? Everybody praised you getting to the Super Bowl when you had Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore, and MVS. Mm-hmm. So explain that one to me. So I think it is okay, right? Like, if we were to... You know, it's happened probably in your life before or any profession that's out there. If you're a car salesman and everyone goes, man, you sold a ton of cars from like 2010 to 2015, that model, great job. But then the next month you don't sell crap. Like, you don't go back and say, man, 2 months ago, Todd was great. Todd was really good at what he's doing. You also find out what Todd wasn't doing well the next month. So, yes, he has credit where credit is due, but I am going to give him credit this year where it's like, buddy, pal, coach, Hall of Famer, greatest coach in Kansas City Chiefs history.
Sometimes, maybe in NFL history.
Yeah, maybe. But some of the great ones tend to fail to recognize this. And I think Belichick has done that, where it's like, you know what? You can't play Tom Brady football in New England without Tom Brady. And sometimes you can't play 2021, 2022, 2023 Chiefs football in 2026 because everybody has adapted to your ways and bringing back and going through all these orders of this guy's a friend, this guy's a former player, it's going to work out because we're on the same page. You know what? Sometimes maybe it's okay to have somebody in your ear say, hey, you know what? That Likens library kind of sucks. Show's good, sucks on that segment. Andy, your play calling last year, a little stale. Let's get somebody in here that can kind of challenge you to do that.
But also, too, and I don't mean this like in a negative way, I think everybody just was tired altogether, both mentally and that's physically. Fair. And they got to the beginning of the season with the way that that thing ended, you know, in the Super Bowl. They got to this season. They were, again, rushed, you know, into this season. And it never and they were bitching from July 15th on about the travel, right? Remember that. Oh, we got to go to Seattle. We got to go to Arizona. And that's just the preseason. And then we got to get on a plane and go to Buenos Aires or wherever they went for the first game of the year. And they were complaining. So they set up these barriers in front of them and they borrowed all of this trouble without, you know, just doing what was on there. They were pissed about the travel before it even started. Well, we've traveled 11,000 miles already and it's the first week of the season. And when you focus on stuff like that, it's hard to get past that because you keep, that's why you can't have the negative or the doom scrolling in your life. You've got to, you know, stay positive and be on the positive side of things because if you let that negative side infiltrate, then it's going to be hard for you to overcome. And I think they let the negative side of the travel in the early part of the season infiltrate and then it just started to snowball and then they couldn't get out of it. And then you got to a point of the season where you're just like play for a draft pick.
Yeah, the venom takes over.
It does. No, it absolutely does. Yeah, it's a good way to put it.
And I think because that's what we've seen, right? That's the reports we're being told, is substantial changes on the way for Chiefs, according to Rappaport's report, Schefter, all that. You've already said today, Matt Nagy is going to interview for the Titans job as well. So is Spagnuolo.
He's also good. Now Lou Anarumo is going to interview for the Titans job.
They're all out there, right? And it's interesting because I think that if you are going to do this, I think you do have to have a dramatic change. And I'm not saying that you have to, you know, fire anybody or get rid of anybody. But when I say a dramatic change, I think it has to happen with Andy, where it's like, you know, even with, you know, older stuff, right? Whereas maybe the way broadcasters do it for baseball, you get the first, he gets the second. You get the third, he gets the fourth. Maybe there's a moment where somebody's at their prime and the other person is phasing out. And it's like, you know what? How about you do the first and I'll do the second? And I think at Andy's age and where he's at in the game, I think for years and years and years, he's just always had guys around him that he can trust, right? Mm-hmm. Not really bark back. We knew that that was an issue with Bienemy, right? They butted heads. The relationship grew stale and they just grew apart. And that happens in life friends and,
yes.
and relationships and whatnot. But if you don't want to miss the prime of Mahomes' career and you don't want to miss the playoffs in a year where if you had last year's Chiefs get into the playoffs this year, you're probably looking at San Francisco in February. And you did have last year's Chiefs this year, and you're not looking at San Francisco in February. And you could say that it was personnel on defense and coaching on offense, but this team has always had answers. And this team, they had no answers.
This year, they didn't have the answers.
And they didn't have answers because nobody had the answers to give to the teacher.
Right.
And the teacher just didn't care. The teacher was like, you know what? I got to get better. We're adjusting. We're doing things. We never saw Elijah Mitchell. We never saw Damian Pierce. We finally saw Bashard Smith, and he looked great. Mm-hmm. Again, he's going against
Vegas. Now, he hasn't played all years, but still, yeah.
And you're going against a bunch of backups. It's week 18. We do this all the time. But again, like, there are writings on the wall of, and again, this isn't like, well, if Andy doesn't figure it out this year, then he's gone. I just want, at a time in his career where maybe it's okay to step out of your comfort zone. Nobody likes to change, right? Nobody likes to make a dramatic change.
Right.
But when you start to see the benefits of it, then all of a sudden it's like, oh, why didn't I do this more often?
Yeah.
And it's like, and I'll do this on Blue in the Face. Ned Yost did it for the Royals. He was an arrogant, all about me. I've got all the answers. That's the ass he came from. That's where he's at. That's why Earnhardt Sr. was his guy. I mean, you go back and look at Earnhardt interviews.
I think Ned still believes he has all the answers.
I'm sure. I'm sure. But in 2014 and 2015, he trusted others to come up to him, and he listened. And I think that people do that with Andy, but I think it's like, yeah, I'll put that into consideration.
Yeah, well,
and then it's like, where did that consideration go? He's like, yeah, you know, don't worry about it. And again, it's been great for 10 years straight. This is the first year it wasn't great. But it's not like you missed by the skin of your teeth. It's not like it was one game. You didn't win a game after November 23rd.
That's right.
You went 1-5 in your own division, and you did not beat a playoff team all year long. That has to go on your resume. That has to go in the mirror, and you have to adjust when it comes to outside voices now becoming inside voices that aren't your best friends.
Yeah, well, he does have to be able to do that, and that's always the biggest question. It will. It's not does he have to. It's will he go out there and do something like that? And I don't know what the answer is to that question, but everybody knows it right now. Like you're hearing it from outside the organization. I was watching the Fox pregame show yesterday. They were talking about the need for a running back and the running game and being able to adjust. And, you know, one of the things, if I go and speak to a group of people, which I do from time to time, one of the things I talk about are these lessons that I've learned from coaches that I've had the opportunity to cover over these years that I've been doing this. And one of the things that I talk about is Andy Reid always says, listen, right? You hear that all the time when he answers questions in the press conference. Yeah, well, listen. Yeah, well, listen. Yeah, well, listen. Well, I'm asking Andy Reid to listen now. And it's time for Andy Reid, this offseason anyway, especially this offseason, to take his own advice and listen and be open to new ideas and to new things and to changes. And I think he is. He's always been an innovator. It's just hard to do it in the middle of the season, right? You can't fire everybody and bring in new personnel and all that kind of stuff, right? We have to give Andy Reid the benefit of the doubt this offseason that we will see changes made and we will see some of the things that have kind of encapsulated the NFL. It's become more of a running league now than it has, you know, in the last 5 years. You need to adjust and adapt to that, and you need to change a lot of stuff. That's why I think bringing in an offensive coordinator, you know, if Matt ends up getting the job down in Tennessee, which I can't imagine he doesn't. But anyway, but if he gets that job and you need a new offensive coordinator, I'm not hiring somebody that I'm familiar with. I'm just not. I've got to bring in somebody different to open my eyes, to let me see what I'm not seeing, to let me see how things can be done differently. Because what you did this year on offense, that stunk. That was ass. That was not good.
And it wasn't great last year.
Yeah.
It's been 2 years of like you obviously had a lot of one score games that you won the year previous, but it wasn't good last year. Defense kind of bailed you out.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes bailed you out in the playoffs. And then this year, it didn't go anywhere other than south. And
right.
It went south fast.
Fast.
I would argue hasn't been good since 2022 would be my argument. Because even that 2023 run, which was immaculate and awesome, and they went on the road and was so great. I mean, think about that Baltimore game in the AFC Championship game in Baltimore. Like, they went 2.5 quarters where they did not score a point. They scored in that first drive. Travis Kelce had that awesome touchdown catch on Hamilton or Humphrey, whoever it was. And so they didn't score for the next 30 minutes of the game. That has happened consistently with this offense and with this team for 3 years.
Yeah, and the thing is, when you're going to the Super Bowl, you can mask all that kind of stuff, and it doesn't matter. You can't do a full overhaul after winning this. You just can't. You just don't do that kind of stuff. I told the story earlier about Pioli wanting to fire Todd Haley after the 10-6 season, and he says, you would have crushed me. I couldn't do it. It needed to be done, but I couldn't do it. And winning covers up everything. The minute you don't win, everything is exposed, and everybody starts talking about, this should have been done then, this should have been done. Yeah, but we were going and winning the Super Bowl every year. We weren't going to make those changes. Now you have the opportunity to make the changes that maybe you saw 2 years ago that you wanted to make.
People want to know if Stefanski is a crazy idea at offensive coordinator.
Not at all. One of my first thoughts was like, yeah, great OC, great coordinator.
Would it be ironic if he came to Kansas City and then they did well next year and Andy won Coach of the Year?
Would love that.
Because that's how you get it now, right? Go 6-11, Andy goes 8-9, 9-8, and gets back and wins the division. Andy Reid, Coach of the Year. Wouldn't that be a nice?
Be awesome.
I like that.
Would you rather have like a Stefanski, Daboll, a name that you know, not necessarily in the tree, or would you rather have, here's the pass game coordinator for, you know, this team the last 2 years. So he's 30 years old.
The name you're bringing up, which I know you've seen, and you're too young for him to when he played high school, is Shieldhouse.
Oh.
Because
he's a big name.
He's the passing coordinator for the Rams.
Yeah.
Great.
So he's coming under McVay.
Someone like this.
Right. And he's got local ties. Mm-hmm. Obviously played quarterback at Rockhurst.
Yeah.
And played at Illinois.
Yeah.
Quarterback. Mm-hmm. He's not anywhere related or anything in the history of Andy Reid. And the text line's been talking about this for the last 2 weeks. And I've seen it more and more on Twitter.
Like, his name has been out there a lot.
Nate Shieldhouse, man. Local area. Knows the city. Doesn't know Andy Reid. The conversation we've had for the last 15 minutes seems like a fit that could be fine.
I don't care that he's from here or not. I care more about that he doesn't know Andy Reid. And that should be the number one thing that we look at. Okay, Andy, you need a new offensive coordinator. Nobody you know. And that's where Clark and Brett and Mark, you know, like that circle of trust, they need to say that to Andy Reid. We understand you're probably going to be hiring a new offensive coordinator. Can't be somebody you know. I'm the owner, and this is what we're doing.
Can he do that? I know he can, but
I know what you're saying. I hope so. I hope so, because I think that needs to be said. It's okay to check people every once in a while.
I think it's also just one of those things like, well, hey, I don't want to see that happen again. Let's change it. And he says, well, what do you want to do to change it? And it's like, well, what I'd like to do is maybe get somebody in here that you're not familiar with that you know in the game. You know what I mean? Like somebody that you're familiar with, but that you're not familiar with.
Right.
Like he knows who Stefanski is, but he doesn't know how to work with him.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Gosh, if Miami fires Mike McDaniel, then you get your wish.
Yeah, but I think that's.
Wouldn't he be a great offensive coordinator?
It'd be awesome. Be amazing.
Could you imagine those two personalities on the sideline? Here's Andy, about as vanilla as they come. And then here's Mike McDaniel.
Vaping.
Joggers, ripping vaping, vapes. Shades. Sign me up.
Interesting. People don't like the Chiefs, right? Oh, we got to get rid of everybody. The two of the four candidates that are being interviewed for the Titans head coaching job, obviously, are both coordinators. There is a connection there. But even still, like, they're going back to this well of Spags and Nagy and wanting to talk to these guys because they came from a winning organization. We had a down year. It's not the end of the world right now. If we're having these conversations in a year, it's a different conversation.
It's doomsday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Change needs to be made. You miss the playoffs. You are picking ninth in the NFL draft, and Patrick Mahomes is 30 years old.
That's
the realization. It cannot happen. Like I said earlier in the show.
Take advantage of it, but it better never happen again.
I'm fine with missing the playoffs once. I am not fine missing the playoffs consecutively.
Hey, Dorn, don't ever let it bleeping happen again. I mean, like, that's where you have to go with this one. You get a mulligan.
Yeah.
You don't get a second one.
Sold on Chilas. Sold on this guy.
Yeah.
He's a running backs coach. He was a wide receivers coach. He was a pass game coordinator.
See, that's the kind of guy. The guy's worked his way up. Absolutely.
Where's Anselmo? He'll tell us all we don't know about.
I'll tell you what. Anselmo probably got Shieldhouse's number and has probably harassed that guy over the years.
Oh, yeah. We have a connection.
Let me tell you, I'm the godfather. I can get you all the pro value. Run! Run, Nathan! Do not let Anselmo get near you!
Hello, America.
Coming up,
we'll get to our brioche of the weekend and wrap this first show of the new year up here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Nick Bolton, and you're listening to Fresco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Brioche of the weekend.
Big brioche guy.
Love that. Yeah, good take.
Welcome to Brioche of the Weekend, presented by the Sheet Metal Workers Local Number 2. A brioche of the weekend goes to the Georgia quarterback, Gunnar Stockton. That guy played his heart out, dude. And that's what you love to see in college. Because that game was good. Georgia v. Ole Miss. Ole Miss with the Lane Kiffin story. And here's quarterback going against quarterback. I mean, how many licks did you see Gunnar Stockton take in that game just to get right back up and be like, nope, let's go. And then the broadcast team going, you know, he's a man of small words. He likes to hunt, he likes to fish, and he likes playing Georgia football.
Let's go.
And I feel like that's what Kirby Smart has continued to grow in Georgia, because that's why they're good. Because teams from Georgia, I think they said something around like he has like a 90%. Like, how many times you hear, this is a freshman playing, and then you'll hear that freshman be a junior at Georgia and continue to like go through the system. But not like that I'm, you know, praising, you know, Gunnar Stockton or the Georgia Bulldogs, but man, that guy, that's what I like to watch in games that are like that. And the kid from Ole Miss too, their starting quarterback.
Trinidad Chambliss was awesome.
Chambliss was great. And that game came down to like, okay, Georgia scored. Now Ole Miss are we going to go to overtime? And it wasn't that way, but man, you love to see when games like that matter to get going that much further, who literally goes out there and says, I gave it my all. I think Gunnar Stockton can say, in that game, I was bloody, I was bruised, I was beat up, I was battered, and I didn't miss a snap. So shout out to Gunnar Stockton for my brioche of the week.
Yes,
and what a name for a
Gunnar Stockton. Gunner. Is a great name too. Yeah, on the heels of that, I'm giving mine to Travis Kelce, not just for the weekend, but for his what should be his entire career. If we never get the opportunity to see him again, because everything you just said about Gunnar Stockton is Travis Kelce, battered, bruised, out there fighting constantly, had no business playing in that game on Sunday, like literally no business playing in that game on Sunday. But if that's going to be his last game, he obviously wants to play and be part of that game and do his thing, and was able to get a couple of catches. Nothing spectacular yesterday, but get you over the 13,000 yards, get those three receptions that you needed, 191 straight games. Like, I think ultimately we're going to look back at Travis Kelce taking Patrick Mahomes out of the equation. He's going to be the athlete we miss the most in Kansas City sports history. And we're going to be talking about Travis Kelce in the annals of, like, we talk about George Brett still to this day, you know? God, Travis Kelce could do it all. Oh my God, that summer that Travis Kelce went out there and did, like, we are going to be comparing everybody to Travis Kelce for the rest of time. And that's okay, because he's the greatest that ever lived, just like George was the greatest that ever lived. And Travis Kelce will always be one of those players that is always compared to, and there will never be somebody that is better than Travis Kelce. So my brioche of the last 14 years, roughly, absolutely 100% goes to Travis Kelce. He battled his ass off for this organization, for this city, did everything, evolved as a person, evolved as a player. There's just not enough superlatives and great things to say about him. So I'll give my brioche to him, assuming that he is walking away. Yeah.
Yeah, and walking away with nothing left to prove, right? One of the best players, one of the best guys we've ever got to see. So, yeah, honored to have gotten to watch him his whole career and even cover him a little bit at the end. So,
but he wants to play one last season with his best friend.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, but see, that's not a movie.
That's the thing. It's not a movie.
And his best friend is his fiance.
Yeah. And the way this thing has gone down this year, it could get worse. It really could.
I also feel like...
No, you're right.
I feel like Pat's probably like fourth on the chain of best friends. I mean, he did go to college with guys at Cincinnati.
Yeah.
He is best friends with Ross Travis. We know that.
That guy, yeah, Ross Travis. Yeah, Bob Tanyan's probably up there.
I like Mac's quote. It's not a movie. It's real life. It's reality. Mm-hmm. It's sports.
I mean, he was shaking hands with reporters, as Josh said yesterday.
Yeah.
He was kind of waving to the crowd yesterday.
If it's me, he felt lifted.
I thought so, yeah.
Post-game press conference. Yeah. He's like, there's Chris Jones over there pointing at me. Like, hey, you guys are great. It's like,
and we haven't seen that attitude out of Travis all year.
And they lost to the Raiders in his last game ever.
No, I agree.
And he was okay. And he said, how quickly is it going to hit me? Is it going to be today when it's gloomy and you go do that final meeting in Arrowhead? It's like,
I'm out. Yeah. All right, take a minute. Yeah. It's cloudy out, okay?
Matt Brioche of the weekend.
You know, other than just having...
Stranger Things.
I would say Stranger Things. I would say this Trader Joe's cookbook that my mom got, really Hannah for Christmas, has helped me more because I'm now going, getting the stuff, cooking it, reading the rest. It's kind of helping me get in the kitchen, cook a little bit more.
I mean, if you can follow directions, you can cook.
That's exactly right.
Not necessarily true.
Well,
Follow
directions, you can bake.
Okay.
Follow directions to cook. I mean, you can...
All right, I'll give you that.
It'll say, put a steak on the grill for 10 minutes. It doesn't tell you where at on the grill to put long on the direct heat. You still burn that steak.
You can
follow directions, you can bake.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah. Believe me. Anybody can bake.
I'm 3 for 3 so far. We're going to try...
Did you do the first dips?
Oh, dude.
Did you buy the au jus?
Killed it. We can talk about the au jus up there. I don't want to... We'll talk about it up there. I don't want to dog anybody. But... Good idea. Going to try it again. Going to execute it better, maybe with a different brand.
Okay.
Sandwiches were awesome. Doing some sort of miso soup tonight that I'm going to make. But another brioche, just to kind of pull one in that's more larger than like Kelsey with Bob. Just Victor Wembanyama this last month, I think, has changed the whole NBA, not because of his play on the court, because what he's doing for the culture.
Mm.
Him staying after games, him going on the weekends when they're not playing but they're at home to practice chants with fans like you would in Europe, and they have a drum out there, and like what he is doing for the culture of the NBA, first to show up, last to leave, loves the game, doesn't care about anything else. He's going to be a Spur for the next 2 decades. It's what the NBA and what sports needs. So brioche to Victor Wembanyama as well.
Cool. Mix in 5. No, that's great.
Yeah, I wanted to get that out there, so I thought that would be a good brioche moment.
You've been on Team Victor. You had your MVP winner this year.
Preseason, yes.
May not happen.
No, I don't think so. The injury probably hurt him, but...
Who is going to be the MVP?
It'll be Jokic or SGA. It'll be those two again.
Even Jokic missing all this time.
That is true. Him coming back.
What about Luka?
He's up there.
SGA going to go back-to-back?
Probably.
Is anybody going to beat Oklahoma City?
The Spurs have beat him 3 times.
Yeah, it's the only team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Team, that'll do it.
Isn't that crazy?
Amazing.
Well, that happens in sports all the time, man.
And that's another thing. It's a rivalry budding with two young stars that are going to hate each other, Chet and Wimby. Like, that's good stuff.
It is. It's what the league needs. Yes. You need that kind of rivalry stuff. Get the ancillary fans to watch, you know?
LeBron, KD, Steph, they're all saying goodbye.
It's only yesterday's news. Yes. Yeah.
Secondhand news. That's the number one song on Rumors.
So nobody else got canned this morning?
Not yet. Wait till about 11. Everybody else has to wake up.
How many more get canned today? Over, under, 2.5?
I'll take the under.
Okay. I'll say 2 would be the number.
Yeah.
The hook is what's going to keep me away.
Yeah, I would take the under on 1.5, I think.
I think Pete gets sent off today.
Today?
And I think Gannon gets sent off today.
Yep, in Arizona. I like that.
I don't think Gannon gets sent off.
It's only his second year.
No.
Right?
No. Third, I think.
Is it his third? Him and Steichen?
Okay. I think they were together, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they left together same year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well... Either way you want to look at it, Thursday night, first game of the semifinals in college football. The second game is on Friday. Then the NFL takes over Saturday and Sunday. We'll be back tomorrow. But, hey, it's 2026. You don't have to change, but you could go do something nice for somebody still. Could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's never too late to try it. Stay cool, stay groovy, stay kind. Coming up next, Cody Golden Drew from 10 to 2. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.